हेलो।
हेलो, हाय नंदा, दिस साइड रजत कॉलिंग फ्रॉम इंडिया।
हाँ, ओ हे, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम गुड, व्हाट हाउ अबाउट यू?
ओ, नॉट बैड, नॉट बैड।
ओके नंदा, एक्चुअली आई एम डूइंग वन स्टडी ऑन अ लार्ज सैटेलाइट, सो इन दैट रिगार्ड आई जस्ट वांट टू टॉक टू यू फॉर 5 to 10 minutes। ओके सो बेसिकली आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड अबाउट द लार्ज सेटेलाइट आर्किटेक्चर रिलेटेड। लाइक वेन आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट आर्किटेक्चर, सो बेसिकली इन लार्ज सेटेलाइट लाइक ऑल टाइप ऑफ प्रपल्शन सिस्टम्स आर यूज, लाइक फॉर केमिकल प्रपल्शन, इलेक्ट्रिक प्रपल्शन और द कोल गैस और अ हाइब्रिड प्रपल्शन। सो वेन इट कम्स टू लाइक केमिकल प्रपल्शन, सो जस्ट वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड अबाउट द आर्किटेक्चर ऑफ केमिकल प्रपल्शन, लाइक हाउ मेनी टैंक्स ऑन एन एवरेज विल बी यूज। लाइक आई नो दैट लाइक इट वुड बी टोटली डिपेंड ऑन द एप्लीकेशन वाइज द नंबर ऑफ टैंक्स, बट कैन यू लाइक गिव सम हाईलाइट ऑन दैट, ऑन एन एवरेज हाउ मेनी टैंक्स विल बी यूज वेन 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 केमिकल। सॉरी
How big a satellite is it?
सॉरी
How big a satellite is it?
I'm talking about the satellite which is starting from after the 100 kg, above the 100 kg satellites.
Well, you don't need that much for station keeping at 100 kg, but that's not a big satellite. That's a small satellite, right? Is it a GEO or a LEO orbit?
No, yeah, all about. I'm considering right now. In a large satellite, we are considering like we are showcasing like it that whatsoever the above the 100,000 kg, all are the large satellites that we are considering only for this particular project.
Okay.
Yes.
1,000 kg, I don't know. It depends on your attitude control system, depends on your requirement, what is your ISP, what is your delta V requirements?
So
That
can you
determines the fuel budget and the tank. But I don't see that you need to get more than one tank. If it is chemical propulsion, hydrazine, right? And then it gets pressurized, and so you probably won't need more than one tank. Depending on the size of the satellite, you might need some I don't know, 100 kg or 50 kg tank or something like that.
Okay, because what we analyze that for all the satellites above than 1,000 kg, like almost 8 to 12 tanks are used. So is that not correct?
I'm not sure why you need that many.
Okay.
What are they using it for? 8 to 12 tanks. You need one tank, one big tank, or two small tanks for EOR, electric orbit raising, and the station keeping is very, very low delta V every 2 weeks or something, depending upon the mission. So I'm not sure why you need all those number of tanks.
Okay. And apart from that, like when we are talking about chemical propulsion, so how many pumps will be used in a chemical propulsion?
I didn't understand the question.
I'm asking like when we are using a chemical propulsion system in a large satellite, so how many pumps are used basically in a chemical propulsion?
Well, if it is a three-axis stabilized satellite, you need at least the propulsion in all three directions on both sides. Thrusters, you would need a minimum of 6 thrusters. A small thruster, depending on the 1,000 kilos, you need 0.5 pound thrusters, you know.
So in those thrusters, can we say that minimum two pumps will be used?
Two pumps? What do you mean by pumps?
Pumps which are like used for oxidizer, like transferring the oxidizer things and all.
There are no pumps in the system. it's pressurized and you work with the pressure.
Okay.
You need an oxidizer, you know, it should be pressurized to like 300 bars. And then you work with the pressure reduction system. You need a pressure reduction system in it for both oxidizer and fuel.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about...
I don't know of anybody using pumps.
Oh yeah, what we analyzed till now that a minimum of two pumps will be used when we are using a chemical propulsion system.
What do you mean by pump? There is no pump.
Okay. And like you are talking about fuel and oxidizer valves. So how many like fuels and oxidizer valves used for per thrusters?
It depends, you know, it depends upon how the design is for the pressure reduction. You need to go from high pressure to low pressure, and that's it. And you can use one low pressure, high pressure valve, and one low pressure valve to regulate that pressure. If you have the right logic, you can regulate that pressure to what you need.
So, will it go more than 10 or 15 number of fuel and oxidizer valves?
I think if it goes to a single system for all six thrusters, and each thruster will have a valve to cut it off if it doesn't work or if there's a leak or something. So you're talking about with redundancy, you're talking about 2, 4, and 10 valves.
How many? More than 10, you are saying?
No, it should be more. 12 at the maximum.
Okay, 12 at
this
the maximum.
Including isolation valves. Huh? If you don't need isolation valves for the thruster, it should be four valves.
This is you are telling about the chemical propulsion system?
Right.
Okay. And when we are talking about cold gas propulsion, or you can say like cold gas thruster, so how many propulsion chambers are there for one particular thruster?
Listen, cold gas is just one. Cold gas also, you need to bring the pressure down. If it's a high pressure cold gas tank, you need to bring the pressure down to what you need in terms of delta V.
Mm-hmm.
And that would need at least two valves. Depending on the system design, there's a lot of designs that you can do. There's no fixed numbers in any of this.
Yeah, I understand. Like it totally depends on the requirement or the application for which we are going to use. But on an average, I'm asking, like when we are talking about the propulsion chamber, so how many chamber will be for a cold gas thruster? On an average, like I understand this is totally depend on the requirement.
No, what do you mean by chamber?
A propulsion chamber or nozzle system, you can say?
No, I don't know what you mean by chamber.
Okay.
You don't need, if you cold gas, you just need one tank of gas, whatever the gas is, and then a pressure reduction system based on the delta V you need. And that's it. And an outlet for the gas. It can be a normal thruster, can be anything. You just fire without oxidizer and it's cold gas.
Basically the role of chamber in a cold gas propulsion system is basically responsible for converting the pressurized gas into a thrust.
Yeah. Now the pressurized gas there's no conversion. It's just the pressure is the expulsion of the gas is what gives you the delta V. There's no conversion.
Okay.
You don't need any conversion for cold gas. Cold gas is the best way. There's no firing, there's no ignition, nothing.
So whatever the gas is stored in a pressurized tank, okay? So when a gas is stored in a pressurized tank, then that particular gas is fed to the other chambers now. So I'm talking about those particular chambers where it is expanded through nozzles to produce thrust.
No, I don't. Are you? You don't seem to be talking about. I don't know what you're talking about actually, because I think it's very confused. Are you kind of confused as to what you're trying to do? Because there is, there is several ways to do this. You can pressurize it in orbit, or you can launch it pressurized. If you pressurize in orbit, you have another helium tank, which is pressurizing tank. Otherwise, if you pressurize it when you launch, you don't need that tank. Everything is pressurized. And there is no such a thing as a cold gas thruster. If you design a thruster without the igniter, it's called a cold gas thruster. And it doesn't need anything else. It just needs the gas to go out at a given pressure for the given amount of time that the valve is open, so you get the given delta V that you need.
So gas is transferred through any particular equipment, either through pumps or like how?
No, there's no pumps in on the spacecraft unless somebody designs it. I don't know if anybody has a pump, a turbo pump on a spacecraft. It's launch vehicles that have turbo pumps, because they have to repressurize the gas, the fluid, the fuel. Satellites don't have pumps.
Satellites don't have
No
any
pumps.
pumps.
No. The high pressure valve works in very small cycles, and it goes into a chamber. It's a very small chamber. It's like, 2 centimeter cube chamber. And from there's a low pressure valve that works with the high pressure valve to regulate the pressure inside the chamber to what you need for in the design. And when the low pressure valve opens that chamber at that pressure, the gas goes via pipes to the thruster that you opened up to, and it produces the delta V.
Okay, understood.
I don't know that. I don't know. I don't really know anything about anybody has a pump. I don't know what you call a pump.
Okay. Apart from that, when we are talking about the hybrid thruster, so in a hybrid thruster, can you like tell us like how many tanks would be there? Similar, is it similar to like cold gas thruster or electric thruster, or it is different from that?
Now, look, the number of tanks depends on how much fuel you need. But if it is a high, well, I don't know what a hybrid thruster is. If it is a electric thruster, you just need one tank, electric propulsion. If it's a chemical hydrazine propulsion, you need hydrazine and oxidizer. And sometimes you don't need, and if it's a catalytic thruster, you don't need the oxidizer. The catalyst will heat up the catalyst and it will work.
Okay. So in a hybrid thruster, it's basically one or two, not more than that.
No, I don't know what do you mean by a hybrid thruster?
When you're talking about the mix of two particular thruster.
No, I don't think that one exists. It's very I don't think it's possible to design a hybrid thruster. Each type of thruster has to be its own, unless as far as I know, there is no hybrid thrusters. I don't know what you call a hybrid thruster. It's either a chemical thruster or an electric thruster. And or just use coal gas. Coal gas is just a nozzle.
Basically, when you are talking about the hybrid thruster, so we have very general idea on this part. We are just doing start doing this study.
There are no hybrid thrusters. There are no hybrid thrusters that are used, at least today, that are used. Maybe there's some experimental ones flying. I don't know. But there's no, I don't know where you got, where you get hybrid thrusters. Is there somebody using it, in your opinion?
No, not like that.
Yeah, I don't think it even exists.
Okay.
I know hybrid cars.
Understood. Like basically, what we understand that hybrid thruster is a type of engine that combines the features of both solid and liquid propellant rockets.
Look, solid propellant is a whole different ball game. So there's no combination.
Okay, understood. Understood. So okay, understand. Like it's still in an under development phase. Like, but like some have demonstrated the significant potential for for this satellite thing. Like ongoing developments are going on the hybrid thruster part. It's a very mature technology right now, and they are expected to become increasingly common in satellite propulsion system.
Who's doing this?
Just a minute, I'm telling you. B2 Space is currently is a startup company which is developing the hybrid thruster called the Hyperbola. It's designed for large satellite and a spacecraft, and basically a Hyperbola demonstrated high thrust which has specific impulse in testing.
Well, what do you, is a hybrid thruster, they're just using it for two different orbits. It doesn't have hybrid fuel.
Okay. Also, like Copenhagen Suborbitals is a non-profit organization which is developing a hybrid thruster called the Nexo Second.
Did they say what the hybrid thruster is?
Yeah, they are saying that VX2 is a hybrid thruster. For they demonstrated for like satellites.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Yeah, Venator X. Venator X is the company.
What is the name?
Venator X.
I don't know what thruster is. I don't know if it's an electric propulsion that can run on different fuels.
Also the company Reaction Engine is a British company, like is developing a hybrid thruster Skylon.
Yeah, but that's a hydrogen structure. It's not hybrid, it's a hydrogen structure. I don't know. I don't know. You know, we deal with only stuff that is being qualified and somebody can attest to it. These are all wild, wild dreams. I have no idea.
Okay, understood.
Simaju, I need to do something else, okay?
No issues, like I think we have discussed this. Like thank you so much for your time. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah.